Okay, so
I get the breeze.
I'll explain now kind of the premise, and then I'll explain later too for the better copy.
Dual explanation.
So it's not... this is the... It's actually not the cheapest, but it's the cheapest food that I could find at the grocery store. I went to Winco for these four items.
Oh, okay.
And this is the cheapest that I could find at the grocery store, but the comparison is all of these plates contain the same amount of calories.
Oh.
And so if you're looking at cheap food, how does calorie compare with the cheapest you could buy and the most expensive you could buy? So this meal is about, a little over a third of our caloric intake of the day on a 2,500 calorie meal a day. I mean, which would be, that's really what they recommend the maximum people getting unless you're extremely active. So anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500. My age bracket, my size bracket is about 2,500 with my activity levels about 2,500. So that's what I went for. So in order to eat at the Pasta Works level, this is Pasta Works New Seasons Winco. In order to, at Pasta Works, I bought the most premium products I could get my hands on. And at the Pasta Works level, we spent...
There we go.
Beta.
Everyone copy here.
That's helpful.
Let's skip to the last page. And at the bottom, we've got a price per serving and calories down here at the very bottom. So for 2,500 calories, it's going to cost us $23.38 to eat at Pasta Works.
So one plate is
$23? This is a day worth of foods. And you can see
we've got
steel cut oats for breakfast with milk and toast. We've got tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch. We've got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for a snack.
Oh, cool.
And then, So yeah. I worked out an entire day worth of food for all three categories, but only cooked the last meal.
And is Pasta Works a restaurant?
Pasta Works is a high-end European grocery store.
So they sell? Okay. Oh, I didn't realize Pasta Works sells oats and fruit.
They're a full-fledged
I thought they just sold pasta.
So at the high end, we've got $23, $23.50 to achieve our daily intake.
Is it the high end of quality or like
pretty much? It's the high end of quality, but you know,
definitely
it's
a price.
It's like these beets and those beets. This is New Seasons beets. These are, you know, Pasta Works beets. The same exact brand, same exact. They're both organic.
Okay. Same beet.
Same farm.
Same
beet,
but they're like $1.50 more at Pasta Works.
Okay. So.
Okay.
And then at the opposite end of the spectrum on the cheat meal, which is the first page, you spent $5.20 for the same caloric intake. And then the middle meal is $8.31 for the same caloric intake.
That's not that much more.
It's really not much more. And I labeled in the far left-hand column, I labeled if it's O for organic or L for local.
Oh, right.
So with the exception of a few products, we're almost across the board organic, which is also Pasta Works, I think. I only labeled the middle meal because that's the one I'm
Because it's obvious
on.
That everything on the low...
Nothing on the low is anywhere close to that.
Organic.
Yeah. And most of the stuff on the high is also...
None of that over here, then.
Right.
So most of the stuff on the high is local and organic?
Pretty much.
Except for, Irish.
But also the
Irish
middle.
Same for the middle. Yeah.
No, it's actually from Vermont, which is... Neither organic or local, but...
Well, it's local for some people.
But
it's local for Vermonters.
Where's Banquet made? Banquet Foods. Where are they located? Oh, they're local for some.
But California's enough.
The cow. Where's the cow from? Where's the pasta from?
The
where's
cow
the
could
tomatoes
be from
New
from?
Well, it's from everywhere. Yeah, it's assembled.
It's an omni cow.
Assembled.
Blended.
Like
the beef
five
is
different
pureed.
Countries.
Oh wait,
so,
what was it?
The Conagra
Foods.
Like
Conagra, baby.
Maybe from New Zealand, Australia, America, Canada.
Oh, Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Maybe from. We don't know. What continent it's from.
I could barely
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yes, the corn
sure,
capital of the
where it was assembled.
Okay, so I wasn't necessarily trying to eat the cheapest that I could possibly eat, obviously, with the selection of food we got. I just picked a menu and did it in three different genres. Mm-hmm. And the portions should be pretty much the same. The thighs on the cheap meal were bigger than they should have been, but it's a 3.5 ounce portion, and it's like a common portion, but those are like 5 ounce. Per, yeah. It's funny. Okay. This is the breast off of the natural local chicken, and that's, I mean, the thigh off of the natural local chicken, and that's the thigh off of the cheap junk chicken's. Like,
wow, the size is
different animal.
Why do you have such a big thigh? It's because my breasts are so small.
And I also didn't.
I'm sorry.
I didn't. I wasn't doing like a price checking thing either, so it's not like I was going to all these different stores and price checking equal products. I was just trying to fulfill caloric intake.
Yeah.
In fact, the on the grilled cheese sandwich for lunch, the cheapest meal, they actually have imitation American cheese. They have American cheese. Which is like,
I thought like, American cheese was an imitation.
Yeah, exactly. No, they can actually call it American cheese product, but this other thing was in parentheses imitation cheese, and it the Velveeta stuff, or you know, the American stuff was like 2 1/4 for 10 slices, and this stuff was $1.05 for 10 slices. So I don't know. I mean, this is like,
what the hell is it made out
they
of?
They take the milk out of the plastic product and just give you the plastic. You know?
Seriously.
I didn't think it could get worse.
Yeah, it's just the plastic coating that is
right.
Cheap
as
in.
Right.
And at the high end, that same cheese was, I just priced an imported Gruyere. So, you know, I wasn't like trying to even, I was just doing like bread. What's the cheapest bread I can get?
Okay.
So it's not apples to apples in our comparison.
Okay.
Or beets to beets. So anyway, feel free to dig in with whatever you want to eat.
All right.
Okay. I really wish Rusty was here. He was
going to
say. I know. Is anyone going to
want
this?
Give him a call.
I actually just
got
the message. Yeah. We have Lewis here. Enjoy the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
But I'll take food over to wherever.
Sure.
I'll start. I probably won't eat. Yeah, like a whole entire. I just.
Right.
No. Say, perhaps we
I'll take a middle plate.
Pass. Yeah.
Just kind of dig in and.
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe trying to sample each one, but like, should I try and move like low
I
to
want
high?
Some cabbage.
Do you think it matters?
That's
it's
iceberg.
Actually iceberg.
Oh.
Oh, it is.
Iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce.
Dude, if no one's going for the fancy, I'll take the fancy.
And you know, in quite.
That
in all honesty, I kind of cheated a little bit with the fancy and the mid because I bought one chicken. And used it for both.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
This chicken and this chicken are the same animal.
You bought the full bird.
Yeah, I just bought the full bird and lobbed him apart.
There you go.
I didn't do a sex chain or a sex check first.
Didn't look up its skirt.
No. But I for the database I did a price comparison of new season versus, which is $4.50 a pound at Pasta Works for a local organic bird and $1.99 for They're almost the same bird.
Wow.
Oh.
Nice.
That's not, yeah,
that's
not bad.
I'm going to start with the banquet meal just to see, like, you know, what it's like.
I don't actually want to try that, but I sort of do.
Okay, here it comes.
I bet he likes it.
You know, this isn't half bad. Go ahead and say it.
See, that's the thing, is that this meatball, to me, is perfectly acceptable in taste, but I know that it's made of like, just terrible things.
A bad cow.
I mean, it's not the cow's fault, but yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think about like what we spend on food in a day, and it's actually we don't spend much, but we probably spend less than even the Winco meal, but it's because we really don't eat meat very often, and because we do a lot of bulk beans.
Yeah.
It cuts our budget down by probably like $10 a week or something like that. So,
and let's see what.
Yeah,
you better try this.
Spout out stuff.
Oh, this is the pasta.
This
works?
Is amazing.
Oh, why
so
not?
Yeah, you shouldn't. Don't eat that one.
Wait, there's a few.
I'm gonna say there's a difference.
I like
this. The ranch dressing on this is the cheapest ranch dressing you could find,
yeah,
right?
Right.
But you don't even have ranch on the.
No, I did a balsamic.
There's no such thing as fancy ranch.
Right.
Wow, that pasta is fantastic.
Oh wow.
All right, cheese beans.
I've never had this good of noodles.
All right, I'm gonna eat.
Beans from a can, I assume.
I'm gonna eat.
Yep.
I'm just gonna.
I'm gonna try a beet, everybody. Don't expect me to finish it.
Which for Brandon is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't beat him if he doesn't finish.
So this is the Winco chicken. Did you melt cheese on top of it?
Mm-hmm. I could finish
it.
Just, but
yeah, it's not like a tomato that you.
Yeah, I'm not like having a visceral reaction.
Right.
I'm gonna compare.
So what if I put the fancy butter on
that
the bad bread?
That's
go for it, man.
Okay.
Winco chicken doesn't taste that bad
butter.
To me. I just know it's bad.
Yeah. Fancy butter, brother.
The, sure. Yeah. There's,
well, see, I think that's part
there's
of the
more.
Bless your soul.
I think that's part of the issue that we're dealing with when we start talking about
680.
Yeah. When we start talking, it's not even a pound either. When we start talking about, like, how do we make changes, you know, people aren't necessarily willing to move away from the banquet meal or the Winko chicken because it's all been made to taste really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, yeah, like, I find that to be acceptable as far as...
I brined this chicken in, actually, a Pacific...
That's the Winko meal.
It comes from Washington.
You want to make your way up.
It's Pacific.
The Draper Valley chicken?
No, the salt I used is a smoked Pacific salt. It's like $25 a pound. And I brined the chicken, and I ultimately just had it, so I used it. But this is also brined at the factory, the Winko is, and it's sodium phosphate, which is like your preservative as well. But it's the same thing, they're trying to boost the...
I'm going from the banquet meal straight up to the Posterworks plate.
Yeah. So, John, this everything on this plate, the lettuce is the same, the beans are the same, the bread is the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just that there's better pasta and hand-prepared pasta.
Chew it around.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, and I ultimately just didn't want to make that plate look so sad. Poor little thing.
Is this pasta sauce you just get from a jar?
Yeah, those from a can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, everything.
It's tasty.
The Pasta Works pasta sauce is their brand. They like have fresh sauce in their deli case.
Okay, so this chicken here is this is from the Winco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you like it, you got a freezer full of it.
Oh, right. You have to buy the giant bags.
Wow. Guess I know what we're serving at the potluck on Sunday.
Right. Exactly.
I think a lot of it, why people can't make the jump, I mentioned the flavor, the engineered flavor, is just not knowing how to maintain a fridge throughout the week. Like, they can learn how to follow a recipe and people can get over that intimidation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I'm at right now, is like, I can make a good meal, but I can't do several meals a week and sort of juggle that rhythm of, like, pantry and fridge.
Keeping a supply so you don't have to go to the store every time you want to make a meal.
Yeah, so I buy things I know I can always do something really simple with. Like, that's why the majority of my food dollars goes towards, like, loaves of bread and
eggs
and peanut butter and
cheese.
Know, bagels. Because, frankly, I'm pretty happy just having... I don't even buy that much cheese. It's pretty much bread and butter.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of bread and butter, bread and peanut butter.
I eat a lot of cheese.
And bread.
It's that the chicken was good from Winco. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah. And part of the problem is you're a really good cook, so.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
So
like,
it's a bit weighted. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, that's a great.
Yeah.
Problem.
So which one is the new seasons? I need to go one more tier up.
Here.
This one here.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Fake pasta. Well, I mean, like, not handmade.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It just came from a machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. The Pasta Works would be, like, made by hand, essentially, right? I mean, they have machines, but they're not, like, automated machines. It's a guy.
Made that day.
It's a guy.
They make it right on site, that you can custom order a certain...
Yeah.
And how much does that run for, like, a pound?
$3.80 a pound, and a pound's four portions.
Whoa. And pasta is so inexpensive to make yourself. It's like, oh, my God, it's one of the cheaper things you can do.
The only...
It just takes time.
The only difficult part is getting it perfect.
Right.
Otherwise,
you don't...
get all lumpy.
Huh?
The noodles get all lumpy. They're not all like smooth and whatnot. They kind of come out.
Yeah. Well, if you have a pasta, like a simple pasta roll,
I read a good article or a book by Albert Borgman, who said, talking about Cool Whip and how we like the predictability of Cool Whip. Like, it's standardized. Mm-hmm. It's predictable. Sort of what we want in a baked potato. And they throw away all the lumpy potatoes out on the Idaho border.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Starbucks Pike place. You know, it's a classic burnt flavor.
Yeah, so your handmade pasta might not look as pretty as Pasta Works, but it's going to taste pretty fresh and good.
What this guy was saying was that we take that I want predictability thing and take it into everything else in our life, because we can have food, which is supposed to be, you know, each plate is fairly unique, honestly. Mm-hmm. This batch is different from the last batch. Like, some of my customers get nervous.
Yeah.
When I say, like, oh, this is a better batch, and they're like, they're like,
what was the last one?
Yeah.
Different. Well, you know, different cooks, different suppliers, different days, you know?
Mm-hmm, that's interesting.
But that's how we want relationships, that's how we want
right
all experiences.
I like my beets to be predictable.
Beets, yeah.
No, that's a good point because, like, all
that's
my...
That's a good beet. That's really
yeah,
good.
These are good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'll make something with, like, kale in it, and I've been eating kale for, you know, a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then my roommates who don't really eat it are like, ugh, gross, or whatever. But I didn't really like it at first either.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while, and now I love it, and... And, like, when it's in something, I, like, expect what the flavor is going to be, and so I know it's not too scary. But for people who aren't eating it, like, ooh, what is that?
You know, the thing I'm noticing here as I move up the chain is the pasta. The pasta is more slippery here, you know, and the banquet pasta is the way I like my pasta. Like, you know, like a couple days old in the fridge. I love the consistency of that, and I've always loved it since I was a kid.
Sure.
But I realize that, like, good quality pasta, you know, isn't congealed. It's you know, it's a little bit looser. So.
Oh, but have you had the pasta works done yet?
No, I haven't gotten there
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's right here.
I'm
yeah.
just like so. Realizing what a dirtbag I am.
Yeah.
This is
you've known that for a while.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Brock, you're gonna
but I think it's being
and then realize that you like the.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's being fully explicated. Well, the thing is, I don't like that the best. Like the chicken, the Wenco chicken was way better than the meatball. You know, like, and I mean, I started out with the meatball flavor, and I was like, hey, that's acceptable. But like going up to the chicken, I'm like, how did I eat that meatball?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't try the.
And no one's
the
eaten
new
the iceberg
chicken.
Lettuce.
I had a little bite.
We'll just throw it all in the fridge and eat it in the next couple days.
I had all kinds of iceberg lettuce, right off the banquet plate.
Yeah, yeah.
All kinds.
Jared is eating the sweetest part.
Yeah, it's right.
Well, yeah, why not?
No, maybe it's just the preparation.
All ranch, even shitty ranch.
No.
Maybe it's just the preparation. Like, this tastes a little bit drier than the Wenco chicken does.
Sure.
And maybe it's just
kind of a breast or a thigh.
You
I got a breast.
Yeah. I got a breast? Okay. And that was a thigh, right? So that's, yeah.
No,
maybe there's just a difference between that. Okay, so this is the, okay.
No, not that it's...
Well,
not
that it's bad. But.
Well, I think, Brock, the thing for us when we think about food is,
mm-hmm.
you know, both of us find the Wenco meal acceptable. I mean, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the thing for us is thinking about, like, where is it coming from and how is this impacting
right.
communities and
right.
and the earth more than how does this taste to us.
Exactly.
Because we really don't have super,
yeah.
like, finicky.
For sure.
We'd eat some pretty
yeah.
crappy food.
The cost behind the price tag.
Yeah.
So you could probably deal with eating delicious food.
I like to eat,
I can handle
it. I can handle delicious food, but I'll put up with
yeah.
really cheap, bad tasting food unless I know that it's
sure.
harming yeah. things other than
oh,
myself.
The beets are great.
Oh, hey.
The greens
I just
are great.
Got,
yeah.
Is there a spice on the chicken? Or
salt pepper.
You said you put the okay.
That's great.
I just
got
a little bit of that in my
got
throat.
A whiff of
it
salt and
great.
Pepper.
Yeah. Is there a, you may have said already, is there a dressing on the salad here?
I'm going to take this off.
Well, someone's going to grab one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you want to try the fancy salad before I finish up?
I had the mid-grade salad.
So what's the difference between the fancy salad and the mid-grade salad is like the type of greens that are in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, these are baby.
Yeah.
Local baby greens. And
as opposed
to like
the big red leaf.
Okay.
It's still, it's really good. And that is a big step up from the iceberg lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Because the iceberg lettuce really is just kind of like, well, what is nutritionally, it's worthless, right? There's nothing there.
Mm-mm.
Except
mm-hmm.
fiber? Like, is there fiber for you, or is it not even that?
Fiber and water.
Enough to
if you don't wash it, you get maybe some nutrients from the soil.
Yeah.
The actual soil.
Yeah. Exactly. There's some olives in this bread here, which
yeah.
I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have another slice of that shit.
So
stop up
shit.
Brandon left shit.
So after I crunched all of the numbers for my mock meals of the day,
mm-hmm.
Leah and I had our conversation about our own food consumption.
Oh,
and this
terrible.
The Wenco, the green beans, oh, they look so bad.
The beans.
That's why I started with
I
those.
Actually tasted them and I kind of like them.
They remind me of my childhood.
Right,
that's
right.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's why.
I
yeah.
did that growing up.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's why I hear like people like Coke, because it reminds them of being a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Pasta Works?
Yeah. No. Pasta
Works
is there any more of it?
Is there any more Pasta Works?
Oh, yes.
Is this
that
all that's left
okay.
in here? You can try the pasta from the Pasta Works.
Right.
Oops.
That's the one that went quickly.
Yeah. I totally cleaned out the greens.
Didn't get much.
I'm trying to be all academic about it here.
So the cheapest the Winco meal was $5.20 a day a person.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah and I's budget is half of that.
Mm-hmm.
We do $2.60 a person a day.
Wow.
I think that's
and I think
pretty
that's
similar.
Probably on par with a lot of people that I mean, you know, it's largely we don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There was orange juice included in the breakfast, and we don't do a whole lot of juices.
Or coffee.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do fresh fruit. You know, going down the list of the...
She makes the granola.
But you
right,
don't shop
she,
at Winco.
Well, we don't shop at Winco, yeah. Which, you know, that's... They've actually got a lot of really... Surprisingly, a large bulk selection.
Yeah,
so,
they have a great... I love
yeah. Gotta say, the pasta from Pasta Works does melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing
yeah.
between, even between the new seasons, like the mid-grade and the high-grade.
Yeah.
Like, the high-grade really does feel like, I mean, there's just enough separation of the dough to be, you know, to give it character.
Yeah.
And a little bit of texture, but it's not, yeah. I would say if I was gonna have pasta, I probably, from here on out, I should have that.
Yeah.
Rock, you're gonna have to start rolling your own.
I know.
Right, baby.
So, was the sauce on the best in the new seasons the same or different?
Different.
Different.
Different, okay. Yeah, that one was really good, too. That.
The mid-grade I made myself.
Yeah,
okay.
That was great.
Did you do that with, like
oh,
a stew like tomatoes, or, like, what kind of tomatoes? Like, canned?
Sweet.
And then you spiced it yourself? Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, even
okay, really
even
cool.
between...
I know, I just had a 2 feet first. That's cool. That's
between
cool.
the Winco meal and the New Seasons meal, like, the colors are drastically richer and different, you know? Like, the color of the lettuce here just looks better.
Yeah.
It looks healthier than that stuff does.
And the bread.
The pasta sauce looks... Yeah, the bread has olives in it, as opposed to
that
just...
That bread is killer.
White flour. So, you said... I'm sorry, it was $5 a day for Winco, if you're going to do all your shopping there.
Well, you could definitely get away cheaper.
Give
I
or
think.
Take, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe $8. So that's, I was trying to crunch the numbers. That's $3 more than Winco. Spread out over a month, that would be about
30 days, that's $100.
$90, yeah, no. give or take, yeah. So.
That was the mid one you said?
No, low.
Oh, low.
Yeah, to make the step from Winco to Better Food would be.
Going up to $180.
About $100 a month.
And how much is your TCC
extra,
month
sorry.
Per person.
How much does that add up to?
Yeah.
Well, we do 200 for 2.5 people, so.
Oh, okay.
We figure Amos eats about a half of a person worth.
Okay.
That's $200. $200 a month is what we spend.
Okay.
Doesn't have legal personhood yet.
Right.
But yeah.
Huh.
So that I mean that's not that much more. Like you definitely I mean if you don't have $100 you don't have $100. But I mean, if you cancel cable for example, depending on what kind of cable you might have, that.
Nope.
That would make room for better.
Well, food. If you do things like, you know, if you eliminate meat on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
if you make, you
well,
know,
where do you get your protein, John?
Actually,
you'll
with,
die without.
I
it.
Do without protein, actually.
You're just all rubbery.
you're evolved.
Yummy.
Hopefully.
Hanging from
or,
somebody's neck.
You're either evolved or dying.
Yeah.
Or I'm having the last.
I started work.
Wow.
I got here at
6:50. I love
did you?
Fuck that.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And we were easily done by 8.
Yeah.
So you know I cooked 16 meals and.
You are a professional.
Well, I am a professional, right?
Yeah, and you love it. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you love this particular experience, but
yeah.
You love making food. So.
For making food for up to like 6 people. Almost any meal you can make, start to finish in an hour.
Yeah.
Like with multiple servings and things.
Yeah. Was that Gruyere, by the way? The cheese?
No,
it
was
Parmesan.
Parmesan,
okay. That was real Parmesan, though.
That was $16.
Whoa.
The funny thing is the banquet meal, in all of its convenience, what's the microwave time on that baby?
Microwave time. Right. Stir, high for 3 minutes, stir spaghetti, replace film cover, microwave an additional 1 to 1.5 minutes.
Yeah, so
let's stand for 2.
So
that
you're looking at 6 minutes.
How did you cook it at our house without a
oven? In the oven. It does have
there is an oven.
The funny thing is the conventional oven directions are put a slit in the cover and bake for 35 minutes. 35 minutes?
You serious?
I mean, I could have, like, made the meatballs.
Yeah.
And browned them in a skillet. Totally 35 minutes. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
That's funny.
But the irony is if you, if in fact you chose Banquet as your caloric intake of choice, you pay more. You pay more for the, quote, cheapest thing at Winko to get
your... There's a lot of packaging.
You get for your daily caloric intake than you do for the other. It's what did I say? 520. Oh, and the frozen dinners are $6.66.
They have the mark of the beast.
You actually pay more.
Nice
for Banquet. To have your Banquet.
that's funny. That's weird.
Conagra.
Conagra,
baby. That's an evil sounding name.
Yeah,
really,
yeah, you cooked it perfectly through. It's like perfectly moist.
Oh, coupons on the inside of the package. Oh, they make Crunch and Munch.
I hate cut. Wait a minute. No, I know.
I love me some Crunch and Munch.
No idea. I can guess.
It's a little bit like.
What do you think it is? Don't tell her.
Yes.
And
as you munch it.
Yes.
No, it's the,
how did you do that, Adele?
You know Fiddle Faddle? Yeah.
What?
Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I know Cracker
Jack. Cracker, it's a little bit like Cracker Jack.
I don't think they had that on the East Coast.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man? Who lives on Drury Lane?
Fiddle Faddle?
The same.
No, there was some Crunch and Munch at the bus depot, like Tuesday or Wednesday, as I was coming home. I just stopped off, you know, to turn in my paperwork and be done with the day, and there was like Crunch and Munch that somebody had left behind, and so I took it and I was eating it, and like the stuff just like gums up on your teeth, like as you're chewing it. It's like popcorn and caramel and nuts and you know, it's all kind of glazed together. But yeah, like I was eating it, and I felt like progressive layers of the caramel like not going away on my teeth, you know. Like by the time I had a couple bites, it was just like these big, like huge, like my incisors had grown, you know.
Do you feel the cavities just working?
Yeah, they feel like working in between my teeth. So
smoke rising from your mouth as your teeth dissolve.
This tastes like it has a ton of sugar in it.
Yeah,
wow.
Really, really sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah, in fact,
I'm so full now. John, you're a genius. You're a master.
Yeah, this is amazing.
This is what I do. 10 grams of sugar, 12% of your daily.
Wow, that's like...
As opposed to the others have 4 grams.
Okay.
So, over twice as
much. Yeah, like, the difference is... It tastes good, but it's very, very sweet compared to the other ones.
Good air quotes.
But this is, like, fantastic. Oh yeah.
The funny thing is, the I used canned organic tomatoes, Marie Glenn. They were on sale, so I was buying a few of them. I got a diced with basil and a fire roasted with chipotle.
Wow.
I thought I'm gonna mix these together. That'd be great. So I decided to do a little of the, because I was writing all the, you know, all the caloric stuff down, and I decided to do. Just look at the labels, because I've been looking at labels for the last week really intently. And the fire roasted had almost 500 milligrams of sodium, and the other had like 150. That's only got like 200 milligrams of sodium, so it's like over twice as...
The fire roasted had more?
Yeah, I don't know why. So I ultimately went back and got the fire roasted no sodium.
Oh, okay.
But...
When they say no sodium, does that mean... No sodium or is
no sodium. It said no sodium added. Okay. There's like this whole set of rules. They could do reduced sodium. They could do low sodium.
Not much.
But the no sodium added was. So it had like 4 milligrams.
Nice.
I knew that was gonna happen. We're just watching.
Down from 400. So.